Aloha mai kakou. This is John Tilton, Senior Pastor of New Hope Oahu. In a moment, a message from my heart straight to yours on Words of New Hope.
Some of you might say, I'm going through trials and tribulations right now. Believe me, if you surrender and trust God, He's going to turn your trial into a triumph. Believe me, if you surrender it to the Lord with trust, He's going to turn your test into an amazing testimony.
Today, a message from Senior Pastor John Tilton entitled Total Surrender. The word surrender may seem to have negative connotations. It carries the idea of caving into pressure, throwing in the towel. But today, Pastor John is going to show us that surrender is not about giving in. It is about giving over, taking all the baggage that has been weighing you down and giving it over to God to let Him carry it for you. Here is Pastor John Tilton with a message entitled Total Surrender.
I gotta tell you, okay? Let me tell you about a young Chinese Hawaiian English boy, a young Chinese Hawaiian English man. Now, if you notice, I'm not saying Chinese, I'm saying Chinese. Because if you grew up here in Hawaii, Chinese is a good way. To me, it means a good thing. Chinese means very, very good in business, very, very smart, with hearts of aspiration and success. So you take the Chinese, and you take the Hawaiian and you mix it in with a little Caucasian English, and you know what you have? Moi. You have me. Yes, you do. But I was brought up, not just Chinese. A lot of you locals will identify, I was brought up Pake. Right? You know what Pake means, right? Very shrewd, very, very businesslike. Very much want to get ahead with success and aspiration. And if you're Chinese, please forgive me, but I can do this because I'm half, okay? But I am a very Chinese Pake. But you know whose fault it was? It was my 5'2" Chinese mother. Look at her. Isn't she beautiful? But yes, my 5'2" Chinese mother brought me up this way. Okay, here's what she would do. I would be watching television or doing my homework, or I'd be watching television, and she'd come and block my way, one hand on the hip, the other hand scratching her head. That was her move. And I figured out, you know why Chinese are so smart? They scratch their head and stimulate all the brain cells. True story. Come on, yes. But she would, true story, she would come and go, scratch her head and go, you know, you need to be like, you need to go to college. You need to go to college. You need to excel. You need to make your family proud. You need to be like my brothers, your uncles. They're all doctors and attorneys. You need to be like them. Oh, my true story. Oh, talk about indoctrination. So I would do what all wonderful young sons do. Yes, Mom, can I watch television, please? So she would walk out. I'd walk into the living room. My Hawaiian father. Hey, boy, here's the ukulele. Let's play music. Let's jam. True story. I would get torn between the two. And who do you think won the battle? Mom. Yes. So I followed what my Chinese mother told me to do. So I went to school, got a good education. I actually got 2 bachelor degrees from the University of Hawaii. I got my master's degree from Lancaster Bible College and Capital Seminary. I got my real estate license. I did everything that she told me to do. Why? Because that was my Chinese mother, you know? And I thought, okay, I'm doing the right thing. But let me tell you what happened. My aspirations for business to be successful really started taking over my life. Now, all you businessmen, raise your hand. Okay, I'm not saying business is bad. Hear me, business is good. To have drive is good. To have aspirations is good. But here's the difference. When it overtakes who you are in Christ and who you trust and what you put all your effort and time into, because sometimes, like me, it became an idol. It can become an idol. And that's what started to happen to me, because I wanted this so bad. So you know what I did? I worked 2 to 3 jobs. As many of you know, I was the vice president of Tihati Productions, the largest entertainment company in Hawaii. At the same time, I was a resident manager of a 70-unit condominium called Cutwalena Manor. And at the same time, I was selling real estate. And at the same time, some friends and I opened the first IT newspaper in Hawaii, in Honolulu, called Island Server. And I was doing it. I was going for it. Everything was going good. I felt I was a great success, and here it is. I started to believe in self. I did this. I can do this. And everything was going really great. It really was. Until I realized that I was failing with my family. I'd made mistakes. I made major mistakes. Some of you know my testimony. I made major mistakes. And here is what I want to tell you. Sometimes God will let you self-determine until you self-destroy and self-destruct. Hear what I'm saying. He's going to let you self-determine. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. It's great. I love you, Lord. I have a relationship. But he's going to let you self-determine down the wrong path until you self-destroy and self-destruct. And that's what happened to me. Because I made mistakes with my family. And basically what happened was I pretty much was on the very verge of losing my family. Lanu and I, my wife, we separated. We sold a Hawaii Kai home that I worked really hard to buy. You get it? Sold the Hawaii Kai home. She actually took the children and moved to the Big Island. I was here, and I thought, wow, what went wrong? And that's when God slapped me right on the side of the head. And I really came to because I realized, wow, everything is going great. My business is going great. I'm doing great. I remember that year I got the award from the Honolulu Sales and Executive Association. I got Salesman of the Year. I thought, yay, I did it all. But I failed with my family. I failed and made errors and mistakes. And I came to the point, because I knew the Lord was, I needed to surrender it. I needed to surrender the imbalance in my life. I needed to surrender the priorities in my life that have become miscued. And so I got on my knees and said, Lord, I need to reconcile. And I heard the Lord tell me, reach out and ask for forgiveness from Lanu, my wife. And she was on the Big Island. So I called her and I prayed about it. And with just a heartfelt, I said, Lanu, I've been so wrong. You know, I've been trying so hard to make it in success that I just made mistakes. And I know I've hurt you, and I thought she would say, yes, so I forgive you, I love you. And she said, nope, I don't want to have anything to do with you. I'm like, oh, ouch, true story. She went, nope, you hurt me. And I was like, okay, I guess we're done. But God would have another plan. You see, I couldn't convince her. And I was in prayer, but God convinced her because God spoke to her and told her, you are just like the unforgiving servant. I've forgiven you for much. And yet, you're only trying to forgive from your head and from your words, but not your heart. And God told her this verbatim. You need to let the forgiveness go from your head and your words, but into your heart. And you need to forgive John for the whole past because that is true forgiveness. And I know I'm speaking to hearts today. I'm going to take a caveat and detour for a minute. Right now, I believe that God may be speaking to some of you and bringing to mind something that you've been holding on to, something, a hurt that you can't let go, something of someone that you love so much that is going the wrong path. And God is saying, you need to forgive. You need to forgive, not with your head, not with your words, but with your heart. And so God spoke to her, and I didn't know this. So I'm driving down from Haleakalau on Maui on business, and I get this call, and I thought we were done. I get the call, hello, oh, it's Lanu. And she said, you know, John, you've really hurt me. But God told me to surrender my unforgiveness and to surrender in obedience to forgive you. And so I'm going to forgive you. I'm going to choose to forgive you. And let's try to put our life back together. and we came together, and it's been 20 years, and praise God, God has blessed us. But it took me first to surrender everything that I was doing, and God called her to surrender. And we have come together, and we have just been very blessed. You know, sometimes if you continue on a path of mistakes, God will let you self-determine until those mistakes become regrets. I only wish if I could. I only wish if I did. I only wish for one more chance. And I believe that God is speaking to many of us today, and He's going to speak to us. Stop in the name of love, because you don't want a mistake to become a regret. You want to get on the path that God is calling you to. So Lanu and I, we were very, very blessed. You know, and I want to share with you what it took, because in Proverbs 3, 5 to 6, the word says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." Not only did I need to surrender, not only did she need to surrender, but we needed to trust. Two things: surrender and trust goes together. Say that. Surrender. Trust goes together. Because you can surrender if you trust. And so I hold on to that scripture. And point number two, I want you to write this in your notes. Trust in the Lord to move mountains and make messes into miracles. They're going to leave it up for a little while, because those are three fill in the blanks. I want you to get it. To move mountains, to turn your mess into a miracle. He turned my mess into a miracle. And I believe today, for many of you, if you surrender, you're going through a testing time. Some of you today would say, "Yeah, I'm being tested." Believe me, if you surrender it to the Lord with trust, He's going to turn your test into an amazing testimony. Some of you might say, "I'm going through trials and tribulations right now." Believe me, if you surrender and trust God, He's going to turn your trial into a triumph. And I know some of us today have walked into the house of the Lord and you feel like a victim. You feel like, could it get any worse? Could it get, you know, I've just been walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Could it get any worse? Surrender it to the Lord. Trust in Him. And I believe that God's going to turn you as a victim into a victor. I believe He's going to turn victimization into victory. Can I hear an amen? Amen. That is what the Lord will do if you will surrender and trust. And Lanu and I, here we are in 2006, and things are great. We are having a great life together. We reconciled. We're coming to church. We're serving the Lord. And it was wonderful. In fact, we had recovered from the 9/11. We had recovered as a company with Tihachi Productions. And, you know, everything was going good. And I just said, "Thank you, Lord." And my children, we would travel all the time, because I would travel internationally and nationally. So we actually called my children the hotel children, because we had the contracts with all the hotels. So we'd always be staying in the hotels, and my children just loved it there. But God had other plans. God had other plans. And it was good plans, but at the time, it just seemed like, God, if things are so good. But God would speak to Lando and I that we had to lay down and surrender two things that were important to us. So one day, Lando comes to me and she says, "Now, all of you know my wife started the Halau in the Dance ministry here that's still going on, okay?" So one day, she had started the Halau in the Dance ministry, and at the time, she was the number one in seniority customer service agent for Federal Express, working there 11 years, doing really well. She comes to me one day and she said, "John, God spoke to me." "Oh, okay, yes." She said, "God just told me that I should retire from Federal Express and lay down my job so that I can serve Him in full-time ministry." "What? You don't tell a Chinese boy that." You know, like, "What? You know how much you're paid? You know your benefits? You know, really?" And here's how she answers me. She says, "Well, you know, I could retire from FedEx and serve the Lord and be very happy, or I can continue to work at FedEx if you make me work there, because I am working in customer service in the complaint department, and that's all I get every day, and I could be very unhappy. What do you think my answer was? Happy wife, happy. My answer was, yes. Okay. And so she retired, and she came into full-time ministry and then being our program director. And I was a sole breadwinner, but God was taking care of me because, hey, I was a vice president of Tihati. I was doing real estate. And then God told me, well, here's how he told me. I'm doing devotions with Pastor Wayne. And Pastor Wayne says, John, what's your legacy going to be? What do you do for the Lord and his kingdom? Or how much money you make for Tihati Productions? I was like, oh, Pastor, but I'm happy at Tihati. Yeah, we're doing well. I'm serving in ministry. He said, no, just think, what is your legacy going to be? What you do for the kingdom? Or how much money you make for Tihati Productions? Oh my gosh, that hurt me. I did. I went home and said, Lonnie, you know what Pastor Wayne told me? He said that my legacy is going to be how much money I make for Tihati. And then I started remembering where I came from, and I went, So I said, okay, let's talk. So one night we were really talking about it, discussing everything, and I felt, yeah, you know, at church, we go to church every weekend, and everybody hugs, there's a lot of love. Oh, maybe God's calling me into ministry. And so I said, yeah, Lana, you know, and that night, here it is. I said, yeah, you know, it would be neat if I got called into ministry. So wives kind of sometimes tell it like it is. So this is what she says exactly. She goes, hey, if you think God's calling into ministry, go tell Pastor Wayne. Tell him about it and tell him, you know, if you can come on team. I went, Lanu, local boys don't do that. We just don't go, oh, Pastor Wayne, God talked to me and you can hire me. No, we don't do that, right? Can you imagine? So we're there. It's an evening and I did the Chinese thing. I did the Chinese prayer. True. I'm sitting there and, okay, Lanu, let's pray. So we prayed. I went, dear Lord, I know that the people right under Pastor Wayne, the pastors and leaders of evangelism, edification, extension, and equipping are right under him. So they must make decent money. Get it? See my thinking? But I prayed it. I prayed it. And I said, so Lord, Someday, if you really want me to go into ministry, someday Pastor Wayne's going to offer me an E position. Amen. Done. I did it. The very next morning, not 24 hours, not 12, we prayed nighttime. The very next morning, I wake up in my inbox is an email from Pastor Wayne, who's in Oregon on his summer Sabbath. And here's what the email says. John, you know, the Lord put you on my heart. And when I come back from my Sabbath, I want to talk to you about possibly coming on as the extension director because of your connections in the community. And I want you to take the church out of the church. Well, Lanu and I look at each other and go, wow, the very next morning. And Lanu goes, praise God. And then John gets cold feet. Yeah. I went, wow, he's asking me to come on staff. But you know how much money I make at Tihati? You know how comfortable I am? Look at all, we travel all the time. Oh my gosh, she slapped me on the side of my head. Not literally. She just said, John, don't you be like Gideon. You asked for a sign. He gave you a sign in not 24 hours, not 12 hours, like 8 hours. And you want another sign like the fleece of Gideon? I went, you're right. Okay. Pastor Wayne, I would be honored to come on staff. He goes, okay, we'll talk when we come home. Now, this was a 6-month lead time. He said, okay, this was in December. He said, John, I want to talk to you. You're going to come on in June. And so I thought, great. And in the whole 6 months, another thing Pastor Wayne told me was this. He says, when you're called into ministry, it's a calling. We don't hire hirelings. I went, oh, okay. But then I thought about it. I thought, that means, oh my gosh, one of the best negotiators and salespeople in the tourist industry called John Tilton, for the first time, can't negotiate his compensation package and his benefits. I couldn't. So for 6 months, I'm just like, I wonder what I'm going to make. And so 1 week before I come on staff, he takes me to eat at Dynasty Restaurant on Bishop Street 1 week before. And we get there, we start eating eating lunch, and he still doesn't tell me what I'm going to make. So finally, at the end of lunch, I said, Pastor Wayne, I need to figure out my budget. Can you let me know what I'm going to be making? And he told me, and I went, gulp. People always told me that you don't make money in ministry. It was 40% less than I was making at Tihati, and I'm the sole breadwinner. I went, oh, thank you. Thank you, praise God. But what I got to tell you is God has met our needs and then some. We have never gone without. God has always provided. And I will tell you this. I look back. If you ask me, John, would you see yourself where you are today when you were back then with everything that you went through and all your misconceptions and all your mispriorities? I would say no. But God had a plan. And God has a plan for every single one of you. God wants to bring that plan and purpose to fruition. And he wants to give you your story that you're going to write through him. Because he wants you to tell your story. But what it will take, it'll take for you to surrender. And I know I'm talking to many people today. Because surrender doesn't only mean the bad things. Surrender can be you wanting a blessing for your marriage and your family. Surrender can be that business that you're starting. Surrender can be that work situation that you're going through. Because why do you have to carry it alone? God is there. God says, bring your burdens onto me, right? Is what the word says. And that is what God is telling us today. And I want to close with this third point. The third point is this. What might God be speaking to you to surrender today? And that surrender would be an affirmation as we pray of what you in your mind, because God knows all your thoughts, of you giving that to the Lord. In Romans 12, 1-2, the word says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. What that means, give all, everything you want to surrender to the Lord. Holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Listen carefully. Do you know about you surrendering everything to God today? Do you know that that is worship? That is worship. So God's telling you, not only do I want to help you, but give it to me and you will be worshiping me. It continues, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. When you surrender things to God, you are renewed. You are rebooted. It's a restart for a rebirth. That by testing, you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. I want you all to bow your heads right now. Right now, with all heads bowed, I want to ask each and every one of you, what is God speaking to your heart today? Does he want you to surrender aspirations of success, riches, wealth, and possessions? No, not to give it up, but give it over in balance and priority. Is he asking you to surrender abuse that you're going right through and let God take care of it? Is he asking you to surrender addiction, stronghold, brokenness, fear? What are you running from? God wants to take that fear from you. Pride, sickness. So many people are dealing with health issues. Let God take that upon him and heal you. Sin, unforgiveness, broken relationships. God may be asking you to surrender your marriage right now to him, to surrender your work and all that you're going through there. And most of all, today, God is asking you to surrender your heart. Father, you see these hands that say, I want to surrender all to you, and especially the things that I am dealing, contending, fighting, challenging with. Lord, take these burdens, take these situations, and may they be yours to work through me and with me. And I thank you, Lord, with expectation. I thank you with love. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone says amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand. Let's all stand.
You have been listening to a message entitled Total Surrender by John Tilton, Senior Pastor of New Hope Oahu. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to Words of New Hope. Until next time, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.
New Hope Oahu is excited to announce open enrollment for its preschool, Kulia Christian Academy, located at New Hope Oahu's Sand Island campus. Limited space is available for the current school year for students ages 3 through 5. KCA is also accepting applications for the 2023-2024 school year and will be adding a two-year-old program in the fall 2023. KCA is an affordable full-day program that strives to inspire and equip children to grow academically, socially, and spiritually in a Christ-centered environment. For more information or to enroll your child, visit our website at kuliachristian.org.